Is radiometric dating a reliable way for geologists to go about assigning ages to rocks? As you'll discover on today's Creation Moment, radiometric dating is based on so many unscientific assumptions, it can't possibly lead us to the true ages of rocks. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Evolutionary geologists find ages for rocks using a method known as radiometric dating. For example, uranium-lead dating relies on the change of uranium into lead. The rate at which uranium changes into lead is not linear, but can nevertheless be measured. This value is called the half-life. If we know the half-life of uranium and the amount of lead that there was in the rock when it was formed, then we can calculate the age of the rock, assuming that no lead has been added to or taken out of the rock. Imagine an hourglass. Sand is flowing from the top to the bottom. You could measure how much sand was in the top of the hourglass and also how much in the lower part. Finally, you would measure the rate at which sand flows from top to bottom. You might think that you could use these values to calculate how long the hourglass had been going, but you would be wrong. This is because you do not know if all the sand started in the top, or if the hourglass was shaken at some time, making the sand go down faster. In the same way, geologists assume that an igneous rock was formed without any lead in it, but it's impossible to know this. They also assume that the half-life of uranium has never changed, but we now have considerable evidence to suggest that the half-life has changed rapidly in the past. There is, however, a fully reliable method of dating the Earth. This involves using the dates found in the Bible, yielding an age of just over 6,000 years.
Visit us online at creationmoments.com, where you'll find thousands of free biblical creation resources, articles, radio show transcripts, videos, and much more.